What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Texters are writing in that copperhead snakes smell like cucumbers.
Wow.
Let me tell you something real quick, folks.
You like pickles.
Huge pickle fan.
Cucumbers are... pickled cucumbers.
If you really think about it, the cucumber is the baby pickle. It's the...
cucumber is a pickle.
Well, a pickle is a cucumber, but a cucumber is not a pickle.
The cucumber becomes a pickle.
Correct. Which makes it sort of the baby pickle. Although you could also say the gherkin is the baby of the pickle family. I ain't ever getting close enough to a damn snake to sniff the thing.
Mm-mm.
Is it a copperhead? Oh, I don't know, Jim. Why don't you give it a sniff? No shot. No shot. You're a snake. You wind up slithering into my yard.
You're running.
I will call someone to handle your ass.
Do you think a cucumber is a baby pickle?
Yeah. I mean, that's how I would characterize it, sure.
Yeah, it's like a pickle. It's yeah.
It's a pickle...
We know what cucumbers are. I'm just saying you can't have...
A pickle's a cucumber that's been processed in a vinegar or brine solution.
Vinegar.
A baby pickle's another name
vinegar
for a small miniature pickled cucumber.
We know what a pickle is, Harry.
Yeah.
You call it a baby pickle. It's not.
It's a form of a baby pickle.
Look at him trying to get me.
He's
again.
Trying to get me.
You can't
get,
you can't get me like that. I will give you plenty of opportunities to get me.
See, every time you say that, I think you're trying to make us comfortable so that we don't...
People said that we also had discussed in the early going that pre-show's fine. I can screw up as many times as I want in the pre-show.
I don't remember that.
I didn't remember it either, but I thought I'd run it. Thought I'd run it by you.
I remember it, but then you were telling me like, oh, look, Callis messes up during his early morning show. So I stopped listening to that, and I'm counting the pre-show from now on.
I don't remember it.
So I have my legal team looking over it right now. You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates. Another great legal team, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. People are also saying I probably have something gross lodged in my drain for this many drain flies to be bebopping around.
I wonder if like Drano will kill the flies.
Well, it's gonna today. I will hire someone to do that too.
Drano? Dump it down there.
No, you think I don't get my hands dirty?
Just dump. You don't have to touch anything. Just dump the Drano down the drain.
I don't know, man.
It's like pouring a cup of tea.
Would you wear gloves?
No.
What are you laughing about, Harry?
You've never poured Drano down the drain.
You just pour it.
All you have to do is just pour it.
Like, I don't like fumes.
Fumes?
I don't like fumes.
There's no fumes.
No fumes?
You dump it down the drain.
You're telling me there's no Drano smell?
No, the pipes down the drain are too far away. Like before,
it has to pass over the threshold of the pipe. It has to go in the drain to get into the pipe.
I think it'll drip down there before you smell anything, if there's even anything to smell.
There's a little bit to smell, but like...
I don't like it.
It's like...
I don't like it.
It's like... I don't know.
I don't like cleaning with bleach in the bathroom either. Like that, crack the window. I don't like that fume. Gives me a headache. Makes me dizzy. Don't like it.
Oh my God.
Not good.
And live with the flies.
I'll just have someone else.
Lord of the flies.
That's what I was thinking.
Shrimp Lord of the flies.
Lord of the flies.
Yeah. Sucks for your ass more. So Fox came out with a graphic. Fox is good with the graphics. Not so good with the Dave Portnoy getting into stadiums, but they're great with the graphics. Top Super Bowl contenders. Eagles. Yes.
Yep.
Ravens.
Sure.
Chiefs.
Yes.
Bills.
Sure.
Lions.
Yes.
I do think that's the cream of the crop. Next category in their Super Bowl tiers. The category is named One Break Away. Houston, Green Bay, Cincinnati, Washington, Tampa, and your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow.
I don't want to put this out into the universe, but I have no powers. I have no mystical powers, and I would never wish this to happen. I want to be very clear about that on the front end. I do think if they're one break away, it's an actual, literal break. It is Lamar Jackson getting hurt for like a substantial amount of the season. Because even though I think the Steelers are better than the Bengals, I think Baltimore's really damn good.
Yeah.
And that's not a take. That's just reality. You talk about a roster with very little holes, very few holes in it. Easy for me to say. I'm scared of snakes. You're looking at Baltimore. And they've been knocking on the door for a couple of years now. If the Steelers are to really be one break away from winning the Super Bowl, well, I just disagree. Mm-hmm. You need multiple things to happen, but the first thing that needs to happen, and again, I'm not wishing this, would be Lamar Jackson misses significant time, because best case scenario against Baltimore, you're looking at a split.
Yes.
I think you could sweep Cincinnati this year, but the first time you play them is on a Thursday night. But let me get to the point. I'm beating around the bush here. You need to go like 5-1 in your division and wind up being the 1 or 2 seed in the AFC. 2 seed doesn't get a bye anymore, but you do get the home game and you get the 7th seed. And the Steelers haven't won a playoff game in a very long time, but that's how you set that up. Or you're the 1 because you feast on your division and the schedule's easy early and you can get healthy at the bye week for your older team, and you get the advantageous matchups. Like, that's what I think needs to happen for the Steelers to even have a puncher's chance.
Yeah, that's the break that they need. And we've talked about that multiple times. It's who's that matchup going to be, and what do they do during the regular season to add to getting that right matchup, getting that Houston Texans team, getting that, you know, that last playoff team that they would go in and actually have a chance to win. And I do think that because we're honest and we love the game of football. We respect it. So we don't really talk about the real issues of predicting a season, and that is injuries.
Sure.
And that is something that it's inevitable. It comes up every single year. There is somebody that is a big time player that is in the AFC, maybe multiple, that will get hurt this year.
Yep.
We don't talk about it because we have a lot of respect. And why would we talk about it? We don't want to see anybody get hurt. But that is the case. And it could be a Josh Allen this year. How many hits does he take all the time?
Right.
Could be a Lamar Jackson, put himself in harm's way. Could be even a Joe Burrow if they're humming. It could be
behind that terrible offensive
right.
line.
I mean, it could be Mahomes. Like, you just don't know. That's the break that, you know, some teams do end up getting, is those teams being knocked out.
I mean, think about it last year. My opinion, the Eagles and the Lions, they may have been the best two teams in football. They're both in the same conference. The Lions' entire defense, Aiden Hutchinson, out. So they lose to Washington,
if both teams are at full strength, hey, look, Washington's a good football team, and they wound up in the Final Four. I'm picking the Lions every damn time. Yeah. But they're not there, and they would have been a massive test for the Eagles. The two best rosters in the NFC, they're not there. The Eagles get to beat up on a division opponent. And they did. My God, did they. In the NFC Championship game. So those are the kind of things that people don't talk about. Man, I don't know that the 2008 Steelers win the Super Bowl.
Because Brady.
Yeah.
Matt Cassel, yeah.
The Steelers never beat the Patriots back then. They were the bugaboo. They were the specter hiding in your closet. They're the boogeyman. Steelers go in there, kicked Matt Cassel's ass. And hey, kudos to Bill Belichick for getting that team to 11-5. And an 11-5 team missed the playoffs. Kudos to him for getting them to 11-5 with Matt Cassel. Steelers went in there and whooped up on them.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers had the number two seed. Who knows how that all shakes out if Brady plays all season? I'm guessing not exactly the same way, because that's the year where they're coming off of being undefeated in the regular season. So I think it might take a literal break, and maybe more than that, for the Steelers to be in that second tier of Super Bowl contenders. Like, there is a clear cutoff, though. I mean, the Eagles, the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Bills, the Lions, I think, hands down, the five best teams in football. And I would put Washington a cut below. I wouldn't even have damn Cincinnati in the second tier.
You just have them there because of the quarterback.
Yeah. And they did get hot down the stretch to give full marks to them. But I don't think they've improved their defense one iota. We'll see if the new coordinator makes a big difference. It did for Baltimore when they got Dean Pease in there midway through last season. What do you think needs to happen, Steelers fans, for this team to actually be a contender? A legitimate Super Bowl contender? 412-928-9370. We've been looking to the external. How about the internal? But you can comment on the external if you want as well at 412-928-9370 on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fox Sports released a graphic Super Bowl tiers. The Steelers in the second tier, the top contenders, Eagles, Ravens, Chiefs, Bills, and Lions. Steelers lumped in with the Texans, Packers, Bengals, Commanders, and Buccaneers. And their tier category is labeled one break away. They would need more than that. What would those breaks be? 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, Jackson Burrow, Allen Mahomes, Stroud, Herbert all got injured and out for the season. Which, again, I feel like throwing the disclaimer on there. We don't want any of that to happen.
No.
But I'm not so sure the Steelers win the 2008 Super Bowl if Tom Brady plays all year and is at full strength. Two things, obvious things that need to happen for the Steelers to even be in this conversation. You need the tackles to be good. And this just in, you need Rodgers to be able to, against big-time opponents, rediscover that fountain of youth. And that's one of the reasons why we've been so intrigued by Rodgers is we don't expect him game in, game out, be an MVP candidate. Can you do it a handful of times?
That's what you need.
That's what you need. And so you would need to win the division, get advantageous playoff matchups, and you would need Rodgers to maybe not outplay a Mahomes or an Allen late in a playoff run, but at least be on par with those guys. That's the kind of stuff you need to happen.
Yep.
412-928-9370. And you need a wide receiver, too, which would go a long way, I think, in helping Rodgers be that guy. Because I don't know that Rodgers week in, week out can be the elevator that he had been, like this rising tide that lifts all boats.
Mentally, he can be. For
sure.
Guys.
Yeah.
He can be for guys mentally and understanding the game better than the opponent. Like sitting down and watching film with him. Is different than sitting down and watching film with Trubisky or Kenny or even Russ. I don't even know if Russ even did something like that, or even Justin Fields. Like, you watch film with Rodgers, you're gonna grasp something that nobody else knows, and that makes you a better player.
That's where he is unquestionably, no doubt about it. You talk about arm strength, it's there. Mobility's not, but the brain, still elite.
Yeah.
Still elite. Top of the NFL, I would venture to say. Anthony in Oakland wants to chime in, one of our all-time favorites. Hello, Anthony. Good morning to you, bud.
You know what, fellas? When you talk about brain, I harken back to that 2010 Super Bowl where I remember, like, leading up to that or after that game, there's something I saw on television where he was one of the few players who said, no, you attack Palamala. You don't go away from Palamala. And if you remember that Super Bowl, they certainly did attack Palamala. Right down the middle. And it paid off.
Yeah, and he wasn't healthy at the end of that year either, Troy. And they knew it.
Mm-hmm. And they attacked him. Listen, the same scenario you guys are talking about, 5-1 in division. That happened 2 years ago. And injuries decimated that team.
Yep.
They lost all their inside linebackers. But what you do is you can't lose to the Patriots, Cardinals, and Indy.
Right.
Which, and then, you know, somehow you still salvaged it. This is where coaching comes in, because after you lose your inside linebackers, and, you know, you do go 5-1 in division, but you lose to those also-Rans, and then you're turning it around, and then T.J. Watt gets hurt.
Yeah, you're right about that, Anthony. You're right. You know what's funny to think about? The Steelers were one win over the Ravens away from winning the division last year.
Yes.
When they played Baltimore on that Saturday, if they had won that game, they win the division. And because of how they stumbled down the stretch, I don't think we think about that. Like, because it didn't feel like they were close to being a division champion. And they were in that game, and then Russ threw a terrible pick six.
Well, Russ made some god-awful things.
And he had the fumble early in that game.
Oh, that was the killer. If you go up, if you score and go up then, now that's a whole different ball game. Yeah. And because remember, Mika did make a key interception, the first one he's had in 2 years in that game.
He did.
In Baltimore, and then Russ throws the pick six, and then the burial music played.
Thank you, Anthony.
If they win that game, everything is so different now. If they beat the Ravens and win the division, they get a bye, right?
They wouldn't have had the bye.
They wouldn't have had the bye if they won the division?
No, because they wouldn't have been the one seed.
Oh, okay. So who would they have drawn in the playoffs?
Oh, let's look at the old bracket.
Houston, probably.
I forget who Baltimore played first, but they didn't play. Let me see.
That's all right. I think it would have been different, though. I think Russ may have been back, and they don't trade for DK. They don't trade for all these players because they'd have been satisfied for what they did last year. They're like, look, we won the division. We were division champs. Why would we need to change anything? Everything would be different win that game.
I am an idiot. The Ravens' first game was obviously against the Steelers.
Yeah, right.
I blacked it out. I think you're right, though.
So would they have gotten the Ravens in?
It depends on how it all would have...
Right.
If Russ wins the division, what would have happened in that game is he would have not made one of those, ghastly turnovers, right? And I think that's the game where Arthur Smith was like, whoa, or maybe Tom, whoa, whoa, whoa. He checked into this. He threw a pick. He's trying to make something out of nothing. He fumbles the ball damn near the goal line. And if he doesn't screw that up and instead they win the game and they're a division champion, I think, yeah, you could see Russell Wilson here.
Because
It's the bad taste that was left in everybody's mouths on how they finished. I mean, right. you go 0-4 down the stretch regular season, 0-5 overall. You cannot sell that guy coming back to your fan base. 28-14, man, it was just not that close either. That was the final score. That game never felt in doubt. People don't talk about this enough either, man, but like great teams need luck to win a championship too.
Absolutely.
It is so hard to win. It just is.
That's why it's like, that's why it's so remarkable what the Chiefs have done, even just getting there, and so many times that they've won because so much has to go right. That right there is not just a great team. That's an all-time team because they don't have to rely on luck. They are playing the game at a different level when they need to play it, and they can literally turn it off on like a switch.
Yeah.
They have been able to do that for the last 5 years.
Pats did that all the time, too.
All the time. Those are all-time teams.
All-time teams.
But great teams, they rely on the luck to get them there.
I mean, I think about the Penguins in 2009. They're down 2-0 to Washington. And it looked bleak. And game three was at home. And they get a bounce in overtime off a Chris Letang shot. If that puck doesn't ricochet precisely the right way, you fall down 3-0, you're cooked. You're toast. You fell down 2-0 into the Red Wings. You don't get a bounce there, you're cooked. You're toast. I think about the 2017 Eastern Conference Final with Jonathan Drouin being offsides in Game 6, and it gets called back. That place was going to explode. They might not win that game if that goal doesn't get called back. And you're done. And, and if you don't win that year, you might not win in 2017. And those were great Penguins teams. There's a ton of luck. And the Steelers aren't the Eagles. They're not the Ravens. They're not the Chiefs. They're not the Bills. They're not the Lions. And so if those teams need certain things to go their way, even though they're great, the one breakaway, I think that is a gross mischaracterization of how close the Steelers actually are to being a Super Bowl contender.
But if they are just one breakaway, I could see that a little bit. Like, because if they can get their, if they're a good team this year, they can good themselves to win games. They can good themselves to win a playoff game against an opponent like the Chargers this year.
Yeah.
You draw the Chargers, and then you're one break away of the ball bouncing your way in the next round to get to the AFC Championship game. That's the one break.
You're right about that, too, because, I mean, you think about matchups are so important.
No, that's everything, too. It's luck, it's matchups, it's injuries. It's those things that, you know, we kind of overlook because it's not sexy part of our business to talk about that stuff, but that's really what it comes down to.
When the Steelers won in 05, so you had to be they were the wild card team to go on the road, I remember me and my hooligan stupid-ass friends in my bull-cut, Beatles-looking haircut celebrating in the streets when the Broncos beat the Patriots before the Steelers even lined up to play the Colts in the divisional round. Like, so the Steelers had to beat the Colts, who they got slaughtered by in a regular season. So that was a monumental task in and of itself. If they had to do that and then play the Patriots, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel good about it. But you get Denver in Mile High, and Ben plays the game of his young career to that point. Like, matchups matter, luck matters, and if you're not one of these upper echelon teams, you're going to need a little bit more luck than those teams, obviously. 412-928-9370, you can chime in. 412-928-9370. We'll revisit the little birdie text that I got about the Steelers checking in on a big-name wide receiver. We'll take your calls on the Super Bowl tiers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Two more. Well, one's an unlucky break for the Steelers. One was a really lucky break and unfortunate for a guy. 2005. Wild card round, Kimo von Olhoffen meets Carson Palmer.
I remember that clear as day.
Me too.
2005?
Yep.
Yeah, that was my senior year in high school. I remember that clear as day. I remember sitting there watching it and being like, oh.
And then Kitna was game for a minute or two, and then the floodgates open. The Bengals were such a tough out that year. If Palmer plays, who knows how that goes down?
They have T.O. that year? No. They had Ocho, but like, did they?
They had Ocho. They threw it all over the place on the Steelers. They threw it all over
the place. Oh, they had Hushmanzada.
T.J. Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, they were tough.
They beat the Steelers at the stadium formerly known as Heinz Field, and then were wiping their cleats with a terrible towel. And I think it was Ocho Cinco who said the Steelers are like black and white TV and we're like HD TV. Freudian slip there. I've watched too much HGTV in my life. One more. This was a bad break. The Jesse James catch, non-catch.
Yep. Well, that wasn't a playoff game. I mean, like...
No, if the Steelers win, though, they get home field.
They get home field.
Okay. They avoid Jacksonville in round one. If the Patriots had beat Jacksonville and the Steelers would have been hosting the AFC Championship game. Who knows how that goes, but it could have changed some things.
They should have beat Jacksonville.
That was a travesty.
Yeah. You're thinking, like, that's a good matchup.
People bring up the Tebow loss. That one stung at the time. They put that up there with, like, the all-time Steelers playoff losses. Ben was banged up. He got hurt in that 49ers game where the lights went off. He was never the same guy the rest of that year. I don't think the Steelers would have made a run even if they had beat Tebow that year.
That was the first round of the playoffs, was that game?
Yeah.
Because I was in New England, we played Tebow the next week. And then we
and slaughtered him, right?
Right.
Wasn't it just a bloodbath?
Yeah, that's whenever Belichick looked at us and said, Tebow can't throw the length of my... In the... He's like, Aaron, all you Florida Gator bleep bleeps... This isn't no bleep bleeping Florida Gator reunion. Tebow can't throw the length of my...
And he couldn't. He couldn't. Except in Demaryius Thomas.
Yep.
You know how he was big on like the John 3:16 Bible verse?
Uh-huh.
That's one of the all-time numerology games. If memory serves, I think he completed 10 passes for 316 yards. I think it was like 31
against the Steelers?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to go back and look at that now. Tebow Steelers game. Yeah. I think that was it. Oh, man. 10 for 21 for 316 yards.
That is crazy.
31.6 yards a completion, Doran. That is, okay, that's bad. That's way, 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 way bad. He couldn't throw the length of Belichick's you-know-what.
Yep. That's what he said.
A lot of people have texted in about Connor Hayward this morning. Why is he on the roster? Well, Rodgers loves him. He's also Cam's brother. And I don't think he's a bad football player.
I agree. I just don't know how many reps he's going to get on offense, but he's a good special teams player.
Right.
He just, I just don't know where he fits in this offense with all the amount of tight ends they have. And if you really want to use him at fullback, use, I don't know, a D lineman or something.
Right.
If you need a fullback.
Right. Darnell Washington can do some stuff. You want to open up a hole, that guy can do some stuff. Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know if he makes my team, my 53. I also don't know who I'm keeping over him. Like, there was not a single cut that I went, oh, God, geez, what are they going to do? Like, there's not one.
Maybe Mark Robinson.
Yeah.
I would use him at fullback, and they were flirting with that in training camp.
That's like, a good one.
Like,
and he is a very good special teams player.
I probably would have kept him and Carson Brunner.
Mm-hmm. Good for Carson Brunner. And James Pierre winds up getting it.
Yep.
Which that one shocked me. Not to say that, oh, no, you need Connor Hayward. Like, oh, I would have kept him over Connor Hayward, but that one shocked me because of what we talked about, the special teams side of things. I had a birdie text me yesterday that the Steelers were the team that checked with the Raiders about Jacoby Myers, and they asked if the Raiders would be willing to pick up some of that salary, which is stunning to me. Just check with the Raiders on Jacoby Myers and take on the $10.5 million or whatever it is.
Right. It has to be something that they asked for that they're just not, it doesn't settle. Doesn't sit right with them. They're like, okay, if you want this, then you have to shave off $3 million.
Yeah, you're right. It's being reported. Oh, team checked in. Team asked if Raiders could retain some of the salary. It probably went something like this, to your point. Hey, I'm Omar Khan for purposes of this conversation. And I would be for 80K. Omar Khan calls up the Raiders. Hey, we want Jakobi Meyers. Okay, we want a second round pick. Well, if you wanted that, then you're going to have to eat half the salary.
Yep.
Yeah. 412-928-9370. Texter, I always say that God was with Tebow that day. Look, Dick LeBeau, one of the great defensive coordinators of all time, said he felt the same way as Belichick. We're going to let, hey, Tim, beat us. Beat us. We'll play man coverage and blitz the hell out of you. We're going to try to stop the run. If you beat us, you beat us. And then you know what he did? He beat him.
Yep.
10 for 31. I'm going to look this up. I don't know how I'll look it up. I can't imagine any player in NFL history threw the ball 21 times in a playoff game and averaged 31 yards of completion. Other than that, it would be stunning to me if that were the case, if it had happened multiple times. Ray Fittipaldo is going to join us in about 15 minutes. Coming up next, I think yesterday was a sad day for college football, particularly locally. We'll tell you why. All right. I looked up something that nobody cares about, but I care about it. So Tim Tebow threw for 31.6 yards per completion against the Steelers January 8th, 2012, in that infamous playoff game. Only one player had a higher yards per completion in a playoff game in NFL history. Bernie Masterson, 32.5 yards per completion. That would be December 12, 1937.
Dwayne. Wow.
1937.
Tossing the ball around back then.
Arnie Herber did it in 1938, 24.6. Holy cow! So third, you're talking about seven fewer yards per completion. That's wild. David Woodley did it in 1983. Johnny Unitas in 1970. If we're going full-on modern times, Flacco against the Colts January 6, 2013 at 23.5 yards per catch.
Wow.
Completion. Dilfer also did it, 23.4 against the Titans in 2001. Bradshaw did it against the Cowboys in 1976. All right, I'm out. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I told you yesterday was a dark day for local college football. I believe that. Alabama got out of the series with West Virginia. And so I had been told if that was going to happen, that would open up a spot for the backyard brawl. Well, West Virginia schedules Coastal Carolina on September 5th, 2026, and Southern Miss on September 4th, 2027. So then you're, okay, why? Why did that happen? So I look at the Pitt schedules. There just wasn't any room to do it unless the ACC stays at eight games and Pitt gets the fourth open week for the non-conference schedule. And Narduzzi said the other day in his press conference that the ACC is probably going to follow the SEC's route and go with nine conference games. Because it is tough to get out of these non-conference games, and there's a big paycheck that's going to go back. Like, if Pitt wanted to drop Miami of Ohio, I'm guessing they'd have to pay Miami of Ohio to not play that game.
Yeah.
Now, if Pitt would recoup that money and then some if the backyard brawl was scheduled for the 5th, if it was a home game. So, I don't know, man. Like, now you're not going to play until 2029, and I think that sucks ass.
Yeah, it's terrible. That's terrible.
It blows.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely an opening and just couldn't get it done. I understand. There's a lot more logistics to it than us just talking about it, but
I think fan bases are going to have different takes on these kinds of things. I think that's one of the fun things about rivalries. I think Pitt purposefully, and I don't know this, I think Pitt purposefully, knowing that they play four non-conference games as it sits right now, I think Pitt purposefully never scheduled a team in 2026, hoping that they could get West Virginia back on. And I think the same is the case for 2027.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same is the case for 2028. because they only have three non-conference games scheduled for each of those years. And I think the reason why is so that they could keep the backyard brawl going.
Just in case, yes.
Just in case. But now with the ACC shrinking down, if this had happened 2 years ago that Bama had announced it, I guarantee you it's back on the schedule. But because it just happened now, and the ACC could be expanding, it's just, it's not going to happen. Now, I was also told, don't totally freak out, because these things are very fluid now.
They are very fluid.
Very fluid. Really,
yes.
So I was told, don't like fully 100% rule out it coming back before 2029. But as of today, there's going to be a hiatus, and that blows.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just go back to the original deal and negotiations of whenever they first brought it back. Why only bring it back for 4 years, right? Why not make it like a 10-year deal?
Right.
Why just 4 years?
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get that.
Like, you know the game pops. Like, you know, and then just figure out a way to, you know, I mean, just go back and forth for 10 years or even 20.
Right.
Why not?
Schedule it.
Schedule it till 2040.
Yes.
2040. Why not?
So, I don't know if it comes back before 2029. As of right now, it ain't. They need to be on the horn right now, and the series will end. So it'll go from 2029 to 2032. Get on the horn right now, both the ADs, and get that thing going from 2032 until the end of time. Yeah. So that this stuff doesn't happen. And I get it. It's an ever-changing world of college football. But you know what should never, ever die is rivalries. It should never die. And I'll be very clear on this. I'm explaining it as I understand it. But if either party here were not willing to do anything to make it happen, like that was feasible, that's crap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the case. I just think it's difficult to make these things happen this quickly. But this game needs to be played every year. Every single year. No exceptions. I don't care if you go 11 conference games in the future.
Wasn't there like even opportunities too, whenever there was a hiatus of the game, for them to match up in a bowl game?
Yeah.
And they still didn't make that happen. Like, why? Like, why wouldn't you? Like, there's been many opportunities, I believe, for Pitt and West Virginia to match up in a bowl game. Why not even just make that happen? Try to figure out a way to make that happen.
I think there was a pinstripe year where it could have happened.
Right.
And look, despite what the executives at Fox may tell you and at ESPN might tell you, there are places in this country, a lot of them, that care about college football outside of the damn Big Ten and SEC. And this is a game that people look forward to every year and blows. Be nice if they were in the same conference.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll happen.
You never know. That'd make sense.
Oh, I'd sign in blood for that right now. Who wouldn't? I would sign in blood for the old Redux of the Big East again. As long as that conference had the champion gets an automatic qualifying into the playoff, sign me up.
Yep.
What's up, Harry?
You talked about the TV people and the ratings and stuff like that. You ever think that they don't want those games to be played because then they might have less ratings because people actually go to the games?
No, because you think about it, like when the series started back up in the Devonshire Pick 6 game, they had College Game Day there. College Game Day is probably going to be in Morgantown this year. So
the only people that go to the games are the people that are fans of the teams, clearly.
Right.
But so the people watching on TV, they want to watch the game, but they're not going to travel from Mississippi. They probably want to watch the game. They're not going to travel from Mississippi to go to the game.
Right. So you get told, like, oh, you want to put all these big-time games on, but then when this game's on, ESPN needs to be there.
Right.
Make it make sense. Drives me nuts. A dark day. 9-13, the last time we'll see these two teams in all likelihood play until 2029 blows. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 73, oh yeah. Low of 51, partly cloudy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.